Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Looking for a new high-end mascara without breaking the bank? The new L'Oreal Paris Panorama Mascara gives you a high-end lash look in a premium gold luxe packaging. It's all about panoramic volume and fully fanned out lashes. With its tapered brush, the new Panorama Mascara catches every single lash, giving you the false lash look without any of the hassle. Say goodbye to clumps and flakes, because this mascara is specially formulated to resist them all day with up to 24-hour wear. And the best part? It performs better than luxe mascaras at only a fraction of the cost. You can buy Panorama Mascara on Amazon today.
If you like what you're hearing, why not try a StephCast subscription? Go to StephanieMiller.com to find out how.
Oh, just go, Bob. Go. Just. What do you got?
Well, you know, I got to talk about the Alabama special election yesterday.
Alabama. Yeah.
Yes, Alabama. This is a huge deal because in 2022, Marilyn Lands lost in a race for that seat. I think the result was 52 to 45.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, 7 points.
And the guy she lost to, David Cole, he is now resigned from that, obviously, resigned from that seat because he was convicted of voter fraud. So where's that Price is Right sad horn? Because that's what happened. And so in this special election, Marilyn Lands won that seat 62 to 37.
Yeah,
that is an enormous swing toward the Democrats in that district in Alabama.
I read the tweet. Republicans have no idea what's coming in November.
Alabama.
Thank you, Chris.
Right.
Yes.
Yeah. Hmm. Yeah. They don't. They have no idea because the polls certainly aren't showing gigantic swings toward the Democrats like this. And I don't think there was any polling in this particular special election. But regardless, the broader polling situation is not reflecting what's actually happening in elections. And the Democrats are vastly outperforming the polls.
And I know Kavian Stroff tweeted, Biden's strength now showing up in national poll after national poll, and all of a sudden the mainstream media obsession with polls is on pause. You can't make this stuff up.
It's exciting.
But I feel like it is really like a people power day between what happened in Alabama. And I love this. M. Markowitz tweets, Ronna McDaniel's NBC deal didn't last as long as Rachel Maddow's preamble to mentioning her name. Rachel does long setups. Ronna didn't even last that long.
No. And what's incredible about that is it's not just the partisanship. It's not just the participation in an attempted overthrow of our elections. This is the very fact that Ronna McDaniel sucked at her job.
Yes.
She was a terrible chairperson of the RNC.
Yeah.
She lost election after election after election, culminating in this one, a colossal swing in a district that should be relatively safe for the Republicans.
Yeah. Too bad she wasn't there to comment on what happened in Alabama. It's like, oh, I know. You're a terrible, terrible party with terrible, terrible policies that people hate.
Right, exactly. Let that be her exit interview, what happened yesterday in that special election in the Alabama 10.
Yeah.
Because that is indicative of her entire run as Republican chair, on top of the fact that she's leaving with the RNC in serious financial trouble.
Yeah.
And of course, you can't entirely blame Ronna McDaniel for all of that. That's orange hobgoblin who is responsible for the takeover, the bust out of the Republican Party.
So did you hear the latest story this morning that the interviews to work at the RNC, the only question they ask is, was the 2020 election stolen?
Yep.
And of course, if you say no, you don't get, I mean, that is the sole barometer being
really
in this party
is.
Now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I keep saying it's like that thing in Goodfellas where, the mafia takes over a bar or some sort of establishment and then just starts running up all kinds of purchases on the bar's credit and then moving all the goods out of the back door and selling them at an extreme discount, but it's all profit because they're using the store's credit. This is what Donald Trump is doing to the Republican Party. He is pillaging. He's taken over the Republican Party. He's pillaging the Republican Party. And let this, I mean, on the serious side of this, let this be a warning for what he's planning to do to the United States, because it's not just going to be fascism and dictatorship. It's also going to be a gigantic kleptocracy.
Yeah.
And we've seen that play out in Russia, where, you know, the Russian citizens, their money is fair game for the oligarchs and Vladimir Putin. So that's what Donald Trump craves more than anything, because we know, we've seen his money issues played out on the public stage right now. And he would love it if he had an opportunity to just pillage the treasury, pillage your banking accounts. You know, that's that's kleptocracy. That's what he wants to do, because his hero in Russia.
I mean, and meanwhile, you commented on, you know, his bond getting lower. You said the most loathsome pile of dog in America once again gets all kinds of special latitude and not afforded to millions of other defendants. I mean, you know, and this complete BS about this being a victimless crime. Now, we're all victims, all of us taxpayers, as someone pointed out, all the people that couldn't get loans because they were honest. A lot of that money went to someone that, you know, lied egregiously, you know, for years. And so I think that part, I mean, I take heart in this New York, you know, the election interference hush money case, because that's happening. That train is coming, Bob, April 15th. Ironically.
Well, that's really exciting. And that's not going to be like the civil trials. There's going to be no wiggle room for Donald Trump and any of his effery. This has already been established. There's a gag rule laid down preemptively. There was a gag rule last week in terms of what Donald Trump can't say in the courtroom to try to influence the jury. So no acting out like he was doing in Judge Engoron's courtroom. So that's not going to happen this time around in Judge Mershon's courtroom. He's not going to stand for it. I mean, now we've seen in less than a week, we've seen two different court orders establishing rules for Donald Trump, and we'll see if he abides those rules.
Right.
And I'm looking forward to him not abiding those rules, quite honestly.
Yeah,
because
of course,
Trump always makes things worse for Trump.
There you go.
So there
the Bob Seska rule. Yeah.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/Wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/Wondery.
This episode is brought to you by Philo. Do you love TV? Do you love saving money? Then Philo is your solution. Philo has shows, movies, and live TV for just $25 a month. You can even try it for free with their 7-day free trial. No contracts, no commitments, no hassles. Just a better way to watch TV. Never miss a minute of shows like the hit docuseries Where is Wendy Williams? Or classics such as Friends. If you can't get enough TV, then there's no better way to watch. Philo has more than 70 channels like BET, MTV, and AMC. And the best part? You can try it yourself with their 7-day free trial. Sign up today at philo.tv/poppods. That's philo.tv/poppods to get 50% off your first month.
So let's just talk for a moment about the, because I really, you know, when you, there's a tragedy that is so clear, like this, you know, Baltimore thing where obviously the ship lost power, and it's, oh no, they're not going to really, and of course they're going to blame Biden.
Of course.
I can't even, I was trying to get my mind around, you know, but again, I guess it's this thing, we're going to find out how many Americans are completely bat crazy and will believe any conspiracy theory, right?
Mm-hmm.
So we just played Maria Bartiromo. Said, it could be a cyber attack. She tried to connect it to the migrant crisis at the U.S.-Mexico border.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Lara Logan, lunatic ex-Fox reporter that got fired.
Ex-CBS
reporter,
too.
She's a QAnon. She's a QAnon believer.
Yeah.
Right, yes. She did a segment with Steve Bannon concocting an elaborate conspiracy theory that the bridge disaster was actually a cyber attack, somehow tied it to the also the election 2020 election being rigged, which it wasn't. That's okay. She said, this is what you call death by a thousand cuts. It's absolutely catastrophic attack on critical infrastructure, and you cannot see it because a cyber attack is unseen, just like the attack on 2020 on the voting machines that you cannot see. Are the cyber goblins here in the room with us, Lara? She said, this is a wake-up call. Open your eyes. Realize what you're facing, because they cannot afford for this election to take place. They cannot afford for Donald Trump to come into power, and there's absolutely nothing they won't do. There was nothing they will stop at to prevent that from happening. So wait, the attack on the bridge...
I'm confused.
...was to stop Donald Trump from being elected? Okay.
It's her eyes let her see
things
differently.
Doesn't make any sense. Okay. Yeah. It's words, words, words.
She got fired. Lara Logan got fired for all the shit. What are they called, Jody? Factual errors in her Benghazi reporting. Alex Jones also argued the ship was forced into the bridge by a cyber attack, saying it looks deliberate. It could be the beginning of the opening salvo in World War III.
Yeah, were there tiny helicopters? And
I was going to ask Alice. Were the tiny airplanes involved? Do you think?
Was Barack Obama steering the barge toward the bridge using tiny helicopters and airplanes? Were they buzzing around there? Did you see any of those things? Did you see chemtrails?
Airplanes, obviously piloted by lizard people.
Oh, yeah.
Lizard people. That's right. Shape shifting lizard people. Because they're turning the friggin' frogs gay. What they're doing.
That work for.
Hormone mimickers Raytheon. In the juice boxes, yeah.
They work for Raytheon.
Yeah, Raytheon, Bechtel, IBM, the Bilderbergs, Trilateral Commission. I got the documents right here. Do you want to see the documents? I printed out all the documents from Infowars.com, and I got them. I can prove to you that there were tiny lizards flying the tiny airplanes. Now I'm starting.
I know how to trigger Bob Seska's Alex Jones impression, which I love so much. Okay.
I can do that all day. It's crazy. Yeah. I should be hacking up like a lung right now from doing that voice. I don't know. I don't know how I'm able to survive.
All right, stop now. speaking of crazy conspiracy theories, Kevin Stroff also tweets, RFK Jr.'s running mate, Nicole Shanahan, had an affair with far-right-wing billionaire Elon Musk that ended her marriage. Oh, God.
Oh, boy. Oh,
so, you know, she has the judgment to be... to have the nuclear codes. And two, paid millions for that RFK Jr. Super Bowl ad that offended his family members. She has zero qualifications to be a heartbeat away from the presidency. But the terrifying part of that, Bob, is that she barely has enough money that could get him on the ballot in swing states. Mm-hmm. And right now, speaking of crackpot conspiracy theorists, he's, you know, got somewhere like 9%, I think, in the latest polling. Which, you know, we're all having, like, Jill Stein, Ralph Nader PTSD, right?
That's right. If you remember Connor Roy from Succession, that's about RFK's in that range, and the Connor Roy 1% to 9%. Regardless, what this is for RFK is this is RFK relentlessly masturbating on the American people.
Yeah.
This is exactly what, because there's no chance of him winning a single district or a single state or getting a single electoral vote. This is not happening. He is there for the cynical cash grab and to quite potentially elect Donald Trump to be president again.
Yeah.
And this is the entire thing. There is no chance. Let me talk to the people who are thinking about voting for RFK Jr. You're wasting your time money. This is never going to happen. Give it up. Grow up. Please.
Do we need any other ad other than that she Elon Musk?
That is pretty gross. It's like it's like having sex with like that water mozzarella. You know what I mean? Like a ball, a wad of that. You know the ball of mozzarella you get in the water.
I saw him in the swimsuit.
That's right. It's but he goes great on a pizza.
He is the Stay Puft Marshmallow Man.
Not as cute.
Right, he's Mr. Stay Puft.
Yeah,
right.
Oh, dear Jesus.
Mr. Roast Stay Puft Marshmallows at Camp Wakanda.
I mean, Greg Sargent, though, tweets, don't overlook this. RFK Jr.'s new running mate, Nicole Shanahan, has lots of money that could fund his push for ballot access. Senior Dems tell me they worry he really might get on the ballot in many swing states. Time to get ready for that.
Yeah.
We live in the stupidest timeline.
Now, that's just it, Stephanie, because what I was going to say was this is not so much about RFK, but it's about there are a colossal number of stupid people who will go into a voting booth in November and say, RFK Jr., yoink. Just a waste. What a waste of your vote. It's not going to matter. Just
I know.
Again, grow up.
Yeah.
I feel like William Shatner in that SNL sketch with the Star Trek convention.
Grow up. Get a life.
Get a life, you people.
Love
this is not going to work. He's not going to get a single electoral vote. See, I'm doing voices today. I'm sorry, Carlos. Carlos is coming on later, and now I'm super embarrassed because he's the guy.
I know.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So, what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
You know what I love? I love Bob Seska and anything Bob Seska adjacent. I thieved one of your co-hosts, Jody Hamilton, to be my executive producer. I had David Ferguson on this week who dropped an S-bomb because all of Spicy Jody rubbed off on Spicy David.
Yep.
Yeah. Oh, David was spicy before there were Spicy Jody.
Yeah.
I mean, David was the original Spicy.
Yes.
But
yeah. I forgot to mention to him my favorite story when you were doing basically my eulogy on... You and Jody were saying very super nice things to me, and I was sitting on the plane in Costa Rica at the holidays about ready to take off, and I'm like, well, this plane's definitely going down because I just heard my eulogy. But then David said, oh, can we please stop sucking her? She's not even listening to this. She's in Costa Rica.
David
I was
always
listening.
Drags us back to solid ground. Yeah.
Bob Seska Show, essential to America. Great Rachel Bitticoffer interview this week, and just the best. The Bob Seska's
Cliff
the Jackson best.
Today, and we got a brand new store open. Lots of new apparel and mugs and things like that. Oh. Just go to BobSeska.com. The link is just under the logo, just under my bulbous head. It says new store. All you got to do is click that link. 35% off until the end of the month.
Wow.
Nice. Not bulbous. Handsome. A handsome, handsome head. Okay.
Thank you.
Oh, by the way, real quick. Can you tell?
Yeah.
David mentioned, I've heard you mention this too, that Lev Parnas has previously DM'd your girlfriend, Kimberly Johnson.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Not once, but several times.
Oh, God.
Oh, yeah.
So he's a stalker.
She had to tell him
hitting
to
on your
off.
Girlfriend.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah. Life is so weird, especially when you loop in Twitter. And suddenly,
yes.
Kimberly comes running in. Guess who DM'd me? And I said, who? And she said, Lev Parnas. And I'm like, the guy who goes around with Igor Fruman and Rudy Giuliani.
Yeah.
And I start listing a bunch of Russian names.
There's
so,
a three-way.
Pay attention, Bob. Lev Parnas is DMing me.
Oh, my
like,
God.
That's so
I love
bizarre.
David's poem. Roses are red, violets are blue. My DACA is quiet. Let's have our own sea riot. Love you, Bob.
Love you, Stephanie. Bye-bye. Mwah.